diabetic people shouldn't cut their nails. But and they do all the hard skin. But I've just been actually the other day, and they said my feet were fine, you know. But you do get a sort of pins and needles sometimes in them, or a little numbness. But they check them, and I'm monitored all the time with that. And all the I must say that all the hospitals, doctors, nurses, they've been brilliant, brilliant.
All of them.
All of them, yes, all of them. I can't really say a bad word for any of them. No, they've all been really good.
What about the National Health Service itself? Have you noticed any changes over the years you've been diabetic?
No, I think I must live in a real good place in Oxford. I don't think I'd have the confidence to move anywhere else, but I think Oxford is one of the best places to be if you're diabetic. And they've now got the new one up in the Churchill. It's absolutely brilliant, that centre up there for the diabetes.
Do you have long waiting times?
No, not really, no. Well, I mean, I wait here for my taxi to come for me because I get transport there and back, and so they take me right there. I can't fault it. I can't fault it. There's nothing really that I could say that it could be bad. It was all good. I mean, sometimes you have to get ready about an hour before, but that's no hardship, you know. You can get ready and sit and watch or listen to the radio or whatever, you know. That's no hardship. It's just and even waiting there, really, it's a little outing, because if you don't go out too much, it's you meet people up there and you have a little chat or something like that, and they're all ever so pleasant, really pleasant.
And is the transport free?
Yes, it is. That's another thing, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be able to afford to pay for the transport because as I'm not on a pension yet, because my husband's not 65 until next April, so I think I'll get a little pension then. But I didn't pay into a pension because when I first started work, we weren't, believe it or not, getting oh, I wasn't getting about £5 a week, so for about 20 hours then. But so we never went into a pension, and anyway, I don't think there was a pension scheme there anyway, so.
Are there any costs for you associated with diabetes?
No, I don't think there are. No, I haven't come across any yet. No, everything has been absolutely wonderful. I can't really say anything highly about it. It's just marvellous. I've always been looked after, and people knock the National Health, I know, but I've never had any qualms at all about it. I mean, I might be just one of the lucky people. I don't know, but you do get people moaning that they've had to wait an hour for to see the doctor, but so what? An hour, you know.